From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting. A new set of terrorist suspects arrested in Belgium. Belgian prosecutors say four people were arrested Friday on suspicion of participating in terrorist activities and have been charged in connection with a scheme to recruit jihadist fighters for service in Syria. Authorities say the suspects were caught in a sweep of 22 locations in Limburg province near the Dutch border. Belgium has been on high alert since January 15, when authorities smashed a terror cell allegedly plotting attacks targeting police. In Pakistan, at least 50 people reportedly were killed as authorities say a powerful bomb ripped through a crowded Shiite Muslim mosque. Many others were reported wounded as well. Ayaz Ghul has more from Islamabad.
Pakistani police say the bomb went off in a central mosque for the minority Shiite community in Shikarpur, around 470 kilometers north of Karachi, when hundreds of worshippers were busy offering Friday prayers. Rescue workers say a portion of the building collapsed because of the intense explosion, trapping many of the victims under the rubble. This was the second attack against a Shiite place of worship in Pakistan this month. A splinter faction of the outlawed Pakistani Taliban, called Jundullah, has claimed responsibility for Friday's deadly assault. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
Fierce fighting continued Friday in a strategic town in eastern Ukraine as a new round of peace talks between Kiev and Russia-backed separatists failed to materialize. Ukrainian authorities say seven civilians were killed Friday by rebel shelling in the government-held town of Debaltseve, a rail junction that connects two rebel centers. There's more in this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Ukraine and Germany next week for talks with officials, including Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki said Friday Kerry will travel to Kiev, where he will meet with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk, Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimnikin, and members of Ukraine's parliament. The African Union has elected Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe as its chairman, dismissing the objections of civil society, and human rights groups. Gabe Josselow has a report.
Mr. Mugabe took over the rotating chairperson position Friday at the start of the Heads of State Summit in Addis Ababa. The Zimbabwean president brings decades of experience to the position as one of the few modern leaders who was present at the founding of the Organization of African Unity, the predecessor to the AU, more than five decades ago. In his speech to the summit Friday, Mr. Mugabe said the ideals of the organization's past should influence its future course, saying he would put particular emphasis on issues of climate change, agriculture, and infrastructure development. Gabe Josselow, Addis Ababa.
There is still nothing new on the fates of two Islamic State hostages, a Japanese journalist and a Jordanian Air Force pilot. Their fates remained unknown Friday, a day after the latest deadline passed for a prisoner swap. Jordan's military said officials were working nonstop on the case of pilot Mawaf al-Kasheba, who was captured after his jet crashed in Syria last month. Islamic State militants had threatened to kill him if Jordan did not release Iraqi prisoner Sajida al-Rishawi by sunset Thursday. The World Food Program reports it is scaling up operations in Cameroon as the number of refugees from Boko Haram attacks increases. Lisa Schlein has a report for VOA from Geneva.
World Food Program spokeswoman Elizabeth Beers tells VOA all semblance of normal life is gone and that Boko Haram attacks are having terrible consequences. Beers says the disruption of the planting season and markets are leading to widespread food shortages and hunger.
WFP has reinforced support to health centers in the affected areas.
While WFP is planning to increase its assistance, the agency notes this will be difficult and dangerous as well. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Stocks on Friday in the U.S., the Dow was down 251 points, the S&P 500 down 26, the NASDAQ down 48. U.S. economic growth slowed in the last 3 months of 2014 as the world's largest economy expanded at a 2.6% annual rate. That's according to figures from the U.S. Commerce Department. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.